We're going to begin today a new topic, the topic of tachan, on the laws and the various inyanim of tachanon. All the inyanim related, it will take us a few days. What inspired me to learn the laws of tachan is... Yeah.
That was one we said, if somebody gives you tzedakah money...
Yes.
And you want to use it...
Shliach mitzvah money.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you indicated you go into the restaurant and the thing, and technically to borrow, take from his money, it's a loan.
It's a loan.
And therefore, when you buy something with it, it's considered rich.
No, not if you buy something, no. If the person who gives you the shliach mitzvah money makes a condition, let's say you're going to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. I give you $10. Shliach mitzvah money. I say, Mr. Rapport, when you go to Eretz Yisrael and you give the shliach mitzvah money, I have a hakpada. Do not give it to a collector. I only want you to give it to a major yeshiva. That's what you should say. That's what you should say. That's what I say to you. So you say, you look at me and say, well, I'm not really planning to go near any major yeshivas. If you just give me the money, I'll give it to the first collector that I see in shul. I just give it to a major yeshiva. It's a bit of a tirch. I live on the block. I know if I get on the bus, I'll go two stops. I go to the other yeshiva. I'll go up to the office, find the office. So I say, you don't want the shliach mitzvah? It's sakana to go without shliach mitzvah money. You don't want to take the money? You want to go fly? You want to fly without shliach mitzvah money? All right, fine. I'll do it. I'll take your $10 and I'll deliver the money to a local yeshiva, even though that means it's going to be a tircha for me to do it. When I give you the $10, is that viewed as a loan or is that viewed as a pikadon? If I give you the money in an envelope, a sealed envelope, and I say you give this envelope to any yeshiva that you find, then that is a pikadon. It's not a loan. You have no right to take that $10 bill and borrow it and use it to buy a cup of coffee in the airport. But if I give you just $10, the assumption is, according to not everyone, but according to many poskim, when I give you the $10, I'm giving you a loan. Here's $10. Do not have to give the exact same $10 bill. Here's $10. Make a mental note. Write it down. If you want, you can. Most people, they take it, they put it in an envelope so they don't have to get confused. But even if you do that, that's not my kavana. I don't care what you do. You do whatever you do. It's convenient for you to put it in an envelope with the other shlich and some money goes on the hate. But theoretically, if he has $10, you don't have to give this $10 bill. Give $10 to whoever you want to give the money to. So the moment I give it to you, in essence, I'm lending you $10. How will you pay me back that $10? You're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to find the collector, you're going to take $10, and you're going to give the $10 to a collector. By taking $10 out of your pocket at that moment in time, you're paying back the loan to me. And being that I told you, don't give the money to me, give the money to so-and-so, you're paying the loan back to me and by giving the money to a designated party. Does that make sense so far?
In the interim, can you use that $10?
Yes, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
When I go to Israel, people give me $3.
You put it in an envelope and you don't touch
it.
So do I. You keep it safe.
Now, what is my price on this now?
It doesn't matter. It's what my kavana was. It doesn't matter. It does not matter that you're such an organized person and you have a special envelope for all your shlich mitzvah money and you don't touch it. That's good for you. But from my perspective, I don't care.
He's asking, what if he loses it?
What happens if he loses the envelope?
What if you lose it? You're responsible. You're responsible. It's a loan. If you lose the money, that's right. It's a loan. That is correct.
I don't want it to be a loan anymore. What do I say?
So you have to say to me. You have to say to the one, I'm afraid I might lose it, so I do not want this to be viewed as a loan. I want it to be a pekadon. I want it to be a pekadon, which means
I'm
I'll guard it, holding your money
to give it to tzedakah,
and therefore in the event that it gets stolen or lost by accident, I'm not responsible.
But you can't use it.
But you can't, it's right, that then you cannot use it. What?
I keep it separate.
Right. So then you, so if you, so if, that's a very important afkamina. If the money gets lost, if it's a loan, then if the money gets lost or stolen, no matter what happens to the money, it doesn't matter because it's, because the money is abstract. Once I take the money, I owe you $10 and that obligation is not subject to getting lost or stolen. It's an abstract obligation. I owe you $10. From my perspective, when I give you the $10, I don't care if you have a special envelope where you put the money. Here, from my perspective, I'm giving you $10, take the $10, and just don't have to give this dollar, this $10 bill. Just give $10 to poor people in Eretz Yisrael. And you're my shliach to do so, you're my agent, and therefore that will be a zechus, shluchim mitzvah, einam nizakin.
But that's not a loan.
It is a loan. The zechus is a davar segula which does not, in halacha, doesn't have any significance at all. There's the world of halacha, and then there's the world of segulas, and the world of hashkafa. They don't cross paths. I give you $10. The reason why you're taking my $10, you don't want it. Believe me, the last thing you want to do is, you have to be my agent to give money to tzedakah. Come on, you're not interested in this. So why then are you taking it? It's because it's a segula. It's a segula. Sheluchei mitzvah einam nizakin. That has absolutely zero weight in halacha. In the world of halacha, it has zero weight. Halacha, what is this? I just lent you $10. I lent you $10. And I'm telling you, pay me back the $10. Instead of paying me back the $10, give the money to my friend Reuven. That's also called a loan. You can do that. That's a regular loan. Here's $10, and the way you're going to pay me back $10 is by giving it to so-and-so. That's a regular loan. Who is so... What? It is. If I lend you money and I tell you to pay back the money to so-and-so, that is a bona fide loan. There is no difference between giving the money back to me and giving the money back to someone else. It's a loan. I'm lending you $10. You have to give the money back. Who do you give the money back? Or give it to me, or if I instruct you, give the money back to so and so.
My immediate reaction to all this is, I don't want to borrow any money.
Right.
I'm not going to do anybody any favors when it comes to money.
Too
if
bad.
You tell me. Listen, Mark.
Too bad.
I got to give you money. I owe you. I owe your neighbor.
It's too bad.
What do you mean? I'm going to say no.
So say no.
No, but I'm discussing it.
So if say no.
Give my neighbor money. I just bought a ring from him for your future wife, and I owe him $10,000, and I should take the envelope and bring it there. You're telling me I'm borrowing that $10,000 from you?
If it's an envelope
and it's sealed? If it's a sealed envelope?
You're a shliach.
Loose cash.
There's no shliach here anymore.
Loose cash. In the mind of the average person in our society today, in the year 2018, is viewed to be as a loan. When I give you, someone's going to Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. Here's $1. Here's $2. Here's $5.
And I don't even know who gave it to me at the end, by the time they left.
Right.
From my perspective, okay, the average person, I give you $3, $2. Do I want you to give this dollar bill to the poor person, or do I want you to give a dollar? In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, I think the poor people would prefer if you would give them shkola.
Yes.
Okay? So I don't care that you give them my dollar bill that has my germs, my bacteria sitting in my dirty wallet. I don't care. I'm giving you a dollar. Give poor people in Eretz Yisrael a dollar, the value of a dollar, one way or another. And you're my agent to do that. You're happy to be my agent because you want a skula. Shluchei mitzvah einam nizakin. On the other hand, being that I'm giving you a dollar, you don't have to give the poor person exactly that dollar. You can give the poor person any value. In the world of halach, in the world of Shulchan Aruch, this is viewed as a loan.
No,
I'm sorry. What?
You're missing the whole
problem. That's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
No, so far so good.
Exactly.
So, but I want to clarify that it's a loan. So far so good, right? There's no ribbis.
No problem.
There's no ribbis. Wait. Let me just clarify with Mr. Rapport. Is that clear at this point?
Okay,
there's no ribbis. Here's $3. Give it to any person you meet in Eretz Yisrael, a poor person. And I trust you. Even if he faked you out, it doesn't matter. Just give the money to a poor that you think is a poor person. Don't work. Don't think. Don't look too much. Don't think too hard. If it turns out that he wasn't poor, it doesn't matter. It's fine. There's no ribbis. I'm giving you a loan of $3, and you're going to pay back the loan, not to me. You're going to pay back the loan, according to my instruction, any person that you meet. How much are you going to pay back? $3, right? Is there ribbis?
No.
There's no ribbis. But let's say I say, and people have said this to me, you know, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot of fakers. There are a lot of phonies out there. And I'm giving you $3.
Bring it to where you keep
it, I only want you to give the money. Right, exactly. Only give the money in Ranana. Only give the money. That's a little bit extreme. I'm not going to Ranana. I'm sorry. I don't want to. I don't want your money. I don't want. So you say, someone says to me, don't give it to collectors. Only give it to organizations. That bothered me very much because I'm going for a few days for a simcha. I'm not planning on going. Maybe I'll go to a yeshiva. I'm going to yeshiva. I don't know where the office is.
Give it to the shul that you're davening in.
That's not an organization.
That's
a shtibol. A shtibol. I don't know where the office is, where organization, this, that. What are you making it difficult for me? What are you making it difficult for me? So I don't want to insult this person. He's a very nice person. He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't realize all the problems he's putting in. He doesn't know what he's saying. So I don't want to insult him. I don't want to insult him. So you say, yeah, okay, I'll give it to an organization. I'll give it to an organization. Then I go to Eretz Yisrael, and you know, oh, I have $3. What a pain. I got to go find an office of a yeshiva to give it to an organization. I have just violated ribbis deraisa. Because not only have I paid back the loan of $3, I have also provided a service. I have gone out of my way to do something that I ordinarily would have not have done, and it took time and effort and agmas nefesh on my part to do this for the person who gave me the $3. He lent me $3, I paid back the $3, plus I provided a service. And I agreed to this from the very beginning. So this is ribbis d'oraisa. Worse than a credit card. Worse than a credit card, worse than your parents buying a house for you. And Mayor, you disagree.
Violently. I want to make a survey here. Everyone here has given money to someone as a shlicha mitzvah girl?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
If the guy comes back to you and says, you know, I have the money, I didn't give it to anyone, do you ask for the money back?
No.
Most of the people who give money to shlich mitzvah girl, that's what they're saying, I'm giving it to you for a segula. I don't care what you do with it. Right. Keep it. It's yeah. out of mine, and I'm not giving you not a loan, not a pekudin. I'm giving you a present. It should be a segula.
It's out of my pocket.
Right?
A present?
Yeah. No, that's what I want. I'm not giving you $100 to give to tzedakah. I'm giving you mine the money. It should be a segula. When I give people money, I say to them, this is for your way back, because going today, you don't need a segula.
Fine.
Come back.
Fine.
You know so you come, if he doesn't come back, I have it.
Way back. I want to give them a punch in the nose.
What?
I learned to hold myself back. What? Now I have to keep it now for the way back?
Right, but I'm giving you a blood column. I'm giving.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm giving you a present.
A mayor, you're saying a
give me $1,500.
You're telling me.
I give you a dollar.
I'll buy a ticket.
If I have coins, I would give you coins.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I'm sorry. You're telling me that if someone gives you a dollar, you go there to Shaul and says, go buy a chocolate bar with a dollar. That's what you're saying.
You really don't care. You want him to have this
money. I care.
Is this a good
thing? You want to give the money to Eretz Yisrael. There's so many other ways to give it.
I give it to the first steward.
You're sending a dollar.
There's a minute. You're basically saying is this whole thing of Shaul. Listen, there is something called Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Mizakin. If you want to do the Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Mizakin, the way you're supposed to do it is, I'm appointing you the person as an agent to do a mitzvah on my behalf.
Can you please announce I'm going there on Monday?
You don't think you're a $20 bill.
When you
need your clothes. Mayor, I don't understand. Mayor, I don't understand. Some people need you think about this concept called Shluchei Mitzvah. They think that the money, the dollar bill, Hashem wants that the dollar bill should be protected. So the plane is not going to get into an accident because the dollar bill is sacred.
No.
This can be nothing further than the truth.
I mean, the plane can still go down.
The plane.
The dollar bill should be
saved.
Look what you got in the
Listen.
What do you need?
You're so listen.
What you're saying is also true. Rachmana said there are many stories where people did not survive and they were shluchei mitzvah.
Really?
And yeah, meistim b'chol yom. And they went to the Gedolei Yisrael and they said, "My high, my high." And we're not dealing with dollar bills. We're dealing over here. People went on missions for real big, big inyan. We're talking serious things. Pigin shavuyim, the biggest mitzvahs, and they died on the way. They died. And they come back crying to the Gedolei Yisrael. It says in the Torah, he says in the Chazal, Shluchim mitzvah and Yizakin. And there's no answer. There's no answer. There's no answer. What are you going to say? There's no answer. So you're right. You're 100% right that we all know just because you give someone a dollar bill, it doesn't mean anything. We know that. We know that. We're not naive. We know that. Okay? Yet we do it. We do it. Why do we do it? I think the average man, the reason why is like Rav Meir saying, is that I love you. You're going away. I want to show. That's what I do.
When I go
and I give someone shluchim mitzvah money, I'm telling you, that's personally. I don't do it because I really, my $1 is going to make a big difference to the ani Eretz Yisrael. To me, it doesn't even register. I do it as a way to say, I cherish our friendship, and you're going away. I feel that you're missing. And I want to show that I'm happy that you're going away to Eretz Yisrael. You're going with Shalom. It's just a courtesy. It's like Rav Meir says, it's a social grace. It's a way of saying, I like you, you're my friend, I'm going to miss you, have a safe trip, everything should be good. Do I really think about the technicalities? If I would be allowed in halacha to let you use that dollar to go buy a chocolate bar, call out like a mayor, call out kavod, I'll be very happy to do. I agree, I'll be happy. But however, even though that's why I do it, and that's probably why 99% of the people give shluchim mitzvah money, not because they think that their $1 bill is going to save the person's life, because we know it doesn't work like that. We have a moon in Chazal say the seven shluchim mitzvah and
nizakim. It does usually.
Okay, we have emunas chachamim, but we know from stories it doesn't always work like that. So in our minds, we give it out of a courtesy to show that you're my friend, 100%. But after everything is said and done, if you are giving it midin, the courtesy shluchei mitzvah, it has to work whether I like it or not with the rules of shluchei mitzvah. And that means the dollar bill has no sanctity. Don't make any joke. Don't make any mistake about that. You, the person, are sacred because you have now been designated as an agent.
The mission is you.
And the mission is to deliver tzedakah. I've given you such a small amount of tzedakah. So to the average person, do I want you to give my folded up dollar bill? No. Just make a mental note. I gave you a dollar. So put the money in your wallet. Use it right now. Go buy some coffee right now. Make a mental note. I gave you a dollar. You're probably anyway going to give stock. You'll give $50 of stock to collectors. So one of the $50 you'll give stock will be from the dollar that I gave you right now. That is the average, I'm not mistaken, that is the average approach the man has in our society here in Flatbush. I can't speak for anyone else. In Flatbush, among our community, when you give a person money to go to Eretz Yisrael, do I really think it's going to save your life? No. I'm giving you as a courtesy to show that I care about you, I like you, I cherish our friendship, but I'm still giving it to you according to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, which means you're a holy person, you're an agent, you're a shliach mitzvah, here's a little crumbled up dollar bill, and whatever, do the best you can, go give a dollar, give this dollar, give another dollar. Now, there are many people that are super, super organized, they're very, everything is perfect, and they have a special envelope, where they collect, especially very popular people, they collect in their envelope all the shluchim, all the crumbled up, all the shluchim missing money, they pile up in the envelope, and they go, that's your problem. That's not my problem. I gave you my crumbled up dollar. As far as I'm concerned, go right now, Avenue M, and go buy yourself an onion roll for 60 cents. I don't care. That's not my problem. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll give another dollar. You'll remember, you won't remember. I gave you a loan. If you don't pay me back the loan, Rav Meir says, you're right. If you don't, let's say, Taka, you lose the money, you don't pay me back. Meichel, you don't have to pay me back. I couldn't care less. That's not why I gave it to you. But the bottom line is, halacha is halacha. If I said shliach mitzvah money, the money is a loan. I may be moichel a loan. I'll be moichel if you don't pay it back. But it's a loan. Now, if I'm a meshuggah, and I start making stipulations, and I start telling you my crazy agenda, oh, there are so many fakers in Eretz Yisrael, there's all these charlatans, these baloney, what goes on in Eretz Yisrael, oh, you know what? My $1, give it to an organization. And you look at me, you meshuggah organization, I'm going for a simcha, I'm going for a few days. I have to become now your shikingle to go and to go run over Eretz Yisrael. You're making it hard for me. So you don't want to insult me. This guy's crazy. I'm going to go fight with him now. All right, I'll give it to an organization. The truth is, half the time, you'll do whatever you want. You won't even give it to an organization. And the truth is, I don't care. But let's say, for whatever reason, I don't know why, you do it. You do go out of your way to do something that ordinarily you would not do. I would not walk down this. I would not walk up a flight of steps to go to the office. There's an office, a push upstairs for the shul. I would not walk up that flight of steps. And now, because I demanded that you give it only to a specific type of stalker, I'm going to walk up a flight of steps that I would not ordinarily walk up. That is ribbis d'oraisa. I'm giving it to the one who he designates. He is the lender. The poor person, the organization is the lender. Because when I borrow money, when you give money back, who are you giving the money back to? Normally you give back to me. Let me tell you, I'm lending you $1,000. Don't give the money back to me. Give the money back to Reuven. Give the money back to Shimon. Give it to my child. Give it to my relative. Give it to them. If you give back to them $1,001, it's ribbis.
You can't give more than he said.
It's ribbis.
If he gives me $1 to give to stuff, and I say, no, Mark gave me $1 to stuff, here's $2 for Mark.
No, that's not ribbis. That's not ribbis. That's called your tzedakah. That's your tzedakah. If you give it back, that's good. If you give me a tzedakah, it's your tzedakah. But if I am designating where the loan should be repaid, I may not designate that you should repay the loan to that person more money should be given. That's called ribbis. There's no difference in the loan where the money is paid. Normally you pay the one who gave you the money, but if the one who lent you the money demands that the money be returned to someone else who represents him in this instance, that's a repayment of the loan.
If someone gives you money, giving you money, please give to Duck and Eric Stroh, that's good. You won't run into trouble.
Right.
But if someone says to you,
makes conditions.
Please give it to an ani at the kotel.
Yeah. If you're anyway going to the kotel, you're anyway going to go to the kotel, and it's no big deal, you're going to give money, then it's not ribbis. It's only when he makes a condition that you know is going to require you to exert yourself to do something that you would not ordinarily do. I'm anyway going to the kotel.
Getting a noah from that exertion. It's ribbis.
Yes, because the lender told you to do it. This is the will of the lender.
So there's a solution to this.
Yeah, what's the solution?
Whenever you get mitzvah gel, you have to say whatever the person says. You say your session.
I don't agree to your conditions. I'll say, if someone makes it, I'll say, listen, I can't, I'll do the best I can, but I just say, if someone gives you, makes a crazy condition.
Whatever he does.
99% of the time, no one's going to make any conditions, okay? I'm only telling you from experience, it's happened to me. What do you say? Collectors? So don't say that. Don't say that. That's not nice. It's not a simple question. It's not a simple question. It's yes, you can. The general assumption is you can use it. That's the general assumption, you can use it. And therefore it's a loan. And therefore you have a shail of ribbis. And therefore when it gets lost, you're responsible to pay back no matter what. What? You can use the money. You can use the money. The question that we discussed yesterday is when you give money to a person to go going there to show, don't make conditions. And if someone makes conditions to you, just say, listen, I'll do the best that I can. Have a nice day.
I'll
Don't commit. If you don't commit, then that's it. You know, there's no ribbis.
Hold up. If somebody gives somebody else money, nothing to do with the mitzvah. I'm giving you money. I want you to give it to my relative. I'm giving you $100. I want you to give it to my relative. So now all these things go into play now. So it has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So then same you thing. Are allowed to use that money, but as long as you give the relative.
No, you're not necessarily allowed to use the money. See, in the particular example of the common shliach mitzvah, you're giving loose dollars. Only in this, but every situation, you cannot generalize. In this situation that we are very common, the guy, here's $1,000. There, the assumption is you can spend the money, whatever, and you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll take
but
out a dollar.
If you go,
here's $100 in an envelope.
Give it to my brother.
And go give it. Go deliver it. Your delivery boy. Brother. No, then the money is not, then the money in that type of situation, you're a messenger. It's a pikadon. You're not allowed to go spend the money on the way there. You go, I'll first go for lunch, but then go to the bank, ATM, take out the money, and then go give the money to the guy. No, that's not the assumption.
Now, I'm problem with Shliach Mitzvah when it doesn't work out, so is Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas. Are you in the act of performing the mitzvah? In other words, what the first experience for me was with my grandfather dying with the chametz in his hand. Because he was walking to burn the chametz, I was with him, we were alone. And he lay down on the floor after my grandmother called out to him, and he turned around and took one step back to the kitchen.
Wow.
So he stopped in the middle. My father's reaction when I told him to come, and he came and he noticed what happened, and the first words out of his mouth were, Shluchei Mitzvein, and he's up. This is for Rebbe's reaction. And he, because my grandfather turned around, he still had the chametz in his hand, he was going to burn it, but he stopped in the middle. When you go to Eretz Yisrael with the money, is that the reason you're going to Eretz Yisrael? Are you taking the money with you, or you're going to Eretz Yisrael anyhow? Is that your agenda? It doesn't answer all the questions. If these are the people who are going to be, is your agenda going to give the tzedakah, or you're going for a wedding, or you're doing all these things? Is that your purpose in going? Are you on the way? I understand. I'm trying to avoid the jokes here. But that's the point. Is there a Hesach Hadas? Once there's a Hesach Hadas, you break the electricity, the circuit is broken, and therefore it doesn't apply anymore.
Right. But the dynamics are still...
That's the way I understood it from personal experience.
Rabbi Belsky Paskin, I heard him say this, that when you give tzedakah, young kid, or let's say even a teenager comes with tzedakah, you're not really sure it's going to end.
Right.
When you give him, you
know, kavanah is
matana.
Matana. Okay. Yeah, but it doesn't, even though, like you say, it's not going to work necessarily because it's a Hesach Hadas. But the bottom line is, if you're following the custom and you're saying Shliach Mitzvah, you have to follow it. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Even though in your mind, it's not going to make a difference. You're Mesiach Das. You're not going for the mitzvah. You're going. But it doesn't matter. I'm following the convention. I'm giving you the money. Therefore, it's a loan. It's a loan, and you're going to pay back the loan to the poor person. If I'm going to start making conditions to make your life miserable, and you're going to allow yourself to be miserable, you're giving me a service. You're doing my ratzon, and you're returning to me not just the money, a service as well. That is ribbis. And if I agree to this in the very start, it's not ribbis derabbanan, it's ribbis deraisa. So the solution is, as a giver, never make conditions. Or if you're going to be a receiver, then what you do is either say, I'm putting this in an envelope, it'll be a pekadon. It's going to be, I'm not a loan, I'm not going to spend it, it's in an envelope, it's going to be yours, not mine. Then I can make any mishagas that you want, I can do, because it's not a loan. Or you could say, listen, I can't guarantee anything. I don't accept. I'll do the best. If I happen to be near an organization, otherwise not. Otherwise, don't make me mishuga. And if you want to really get into the longest about Ben Torah, and he's curious to know about the laws of ribbis, he'll be fascinated to know about ribbis. The average person will say, what? Ribbis? You're from Mars. What ribbis? The average person, you say the word ribbis, they turn off. Okay? You say the word ribbis to the average person, their minds freeze. So you're not going to go talk ribbis with the average person. The average person, you don't get engaged them in this. You just say, okay, I'll do the best I can. I'll do the zehu. Don't make. I can't. All right, everybody, so we'll take a short break. Yeah.
Yes. I'm ready to leave to the airport. I'm going to talk to money at $23 a single. I don't want to accept a single. But I then go, I leave the $23, and I go when I get to the
Absolutely, that's what we just said. That's exactly what we said. Absolutely.
No, but the whole idea is there any ribbis?
No ribbis. You're giving more. The extra money is from yourself. That's from yourself.
I want to give you money, but you can only use it to go out on a date.
That's real ribbis.
Huh?
It's ribbis.
Close your machine. On the way here.
We're going to take a short break now.